The coronavirus pandemic is touching every aspect of our lives, from takeout containers to the air we breathe. Oliver Morrison of PublicSource.org in Pittsburgh looked at how the pandemic and shutdown have been impacting four environmental issues. Hey, Oliver, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
One issue you looked at is waste. Before the pandemic, there was a growing effort to get rid of single-use plastic, but now it's making a comeback.
Yeah, the one that people are noticing the most is they're ordering a lot more takeout and getting food from restaurants. But a lot of places, like when I go to the Shop and Save now, they won't even let me use my reusable bags. And Giant Eagle stopped their plan to ban plastic bags, and a number of cities across the country have also slowed or stopped that as well.
The plastics industry is also pushing for this.
Yeah, so the plastic industry had made some claims and they cited some studies saying that like these disposable plastics were safer for people. But a lot of the pushback has been that these studies were funded by the industry and that the virus can live on plastic just as well as it can on anything else. And so as long as places are using dishwashers that kill the virus, you know, there shouldn't necessarily be any difference. But the plastic industry has been making a push to try and be more relevant.
And recycling is down.
Yeah. So in Pittsburgh, it's been part of the essential services. And so it hasn't changed a ton from when I talked to the city. But there are a number of cities across the country where because they have a lot of workers who are sorting the recycling, they decided that it wasn't necessary. And so they just started dumping it. So that's for residential. But then, as you know, many businesses all across the country have closed. And for the recycling industry, one of the ways that they make a lot of their profit is by recycling these bulk commercial business products. And so not only are they not getting the product from a lot of houses now across the country, but their biggest revenue source is also, they've also lost out on that as well.
You also looked at oil and gas prices. The price of gas is down about a dollar a gallon from last year. How is this related to oil prices?
The gas we get at the pump is a refined product that comes from oil. So when people talk about oil prices across the world, they're also talking about an earlier version of the gas that you would get at the pump. And so the main reason, interestingly, and it's very unusual, is just because so many people stopped driving. There have been so many planes that are not flying. And so without that demand, just basic economics is that like to get rid of that gas, they have to lower the price to move it. And even with this lower price, all the reserves and all the oil is being stockpiled across the country in a way that means that the gas price at your pump is probably going to be low for a very long time.
And how has this impacted natural gas, which we use for heating?
One of the interesting things is that in other places where they make oil, like in Texas, they're also, as a byproduct, taking out natural gas. But they're really the main source of their income down there is the oil. So the idea is that because there was less demand, some of these Texas drillers had to start shutting in their wells because they're some of the more expensive ones. Like people in like Saudi Arabia, it's very cheap for them to get oil. So as there's less demand for oil, some of these places that are more expensive in Texas had to shut. And that also meant that they shut that natural gas that they were getting as a byproduct and kind of just selling as like this little side revenue for them. But as we know in our region, the natural gas industry is a big revenue source. And so that meant that because there was less natural gas out there for them to compete with, the price went up. So some of these natural gas companies that were struggling started saying, hey, actually, things are looking pretty good right now because they were getting more revenue from that. But, you know, the long term trend is that there's so much natural gas here that, you know, the price keeps going down and down.
So we talked about most people are driving less. We've all seen the photos of empty roads during what would have been jam-packed rush hours pre-coronavirus. And this impacts air pollution, which is another issue you looked at. How much has air pollution changed in the Pittsburgh region over the last months?
Well, there's a couple different estimates, but some estimates suggest as much as half, especially during rush hour. So there was one study at CMU that's not been peer reviewed yet, but someone who's an expert, Albert Prest, who often looks at this, and he found that during rush hour, the kind of like carbon monoxide was down by nearly half, and that's downtown and on the parkway is kind of the main places they were looking at it. And they had some monitors out in the suburbs and different places, and they found that the driving emissions was down pretty consistently. But one of the things that he did find was that there wasn't as much of a decline from industrial pollution. So even though we've heard about some reductions at the Clairton Coke Works, and U.S. Steel says that their stacks are the cleanest they've ever been, that in April that they emitted less pollution than they've ever recorded from their stacks before, it wasn't really showing much in the air monitors that they were seeing.
Fewer cars on the road, of course, mean fewer carbon emissions. What else did you learn about how the pandemic has impacted climate change?
Well, electricity has also gone down. And that's interesting in one sense, because we know that people are spending less time in their offices, but they're also spending more time at home. But when it flushes out, the amount of energy being saved from the offices and from these industrial facilities that I'm working is much larger than the amount of extra energy people are using in their homes.
You pointed out in your piece that this could be an opportunity for people to make their homes more energy efficient.
Yeah, so we've long known in the Pittsburgh region that like the homes are old here, they're leaky, and there's a big potential for them to add insulation, to put in better doors, put in better windows, to install new HVAC systems. And that would do a lot to reduce climate emissions, reduce their energy burden. But I think it's really something that they're going to try and look at now, because people are, you know, struggling. People have lost jobs. There's a lot of uncertainty in the economy. And so if there's a way that the city can focus on helping people out at the same time as it's reducing emissions, those may be the strategies that it pursues first.
Well, thank you very much, Oliver.
Thank you.
Oliver Morrison is the health and environment reporter for PublicSource.org. And that's where you can read his story. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.